I want us to turn to a scripture, first of all. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in some things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So how many of you woke up and praised God because you didn't have any power? Rosemary did. Did you, Rosemary? Did you really? Two and a half days she was out of power over at her home over in the, what, you live in the Plano area?
Richardson.
She lives in the Richardson area. 2.5 days she had no power. She was in the dark, I guess, other than if she had a candle or whatever. So her heater didn't work or nothing like this.
I did have my gas fireplace.
You had your gas fireplace and it worked. And it worked well.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. So that's really something you could praise Him for, right? In all things, give thanks. But I wonder how many people with all these power lines that were down that you know, when it first started out and they said that, I heard first that 10,000 people had no power, and then I heard 33,000 people had no power, then I heard 40,000 had no power, and then I heard 70,000 had no power, and then when it went to 200,000, I said, whoa, 200,000 people in the Metroplex area had no power. And then I heard a guy that was over there cutting trees, and he said, yeah, I've been doing this for years. I've even went to places where there was hurricanes and everything else, and I have never seen anything like this in my life. So trees had taken on snow and ice, and they got so heavy, and some of them just split and fell. And, of course, some people wasn't so lucky just for it to fall on their power lines. Some of those trees fell. In some of the news I saw, they fell right in the middle of the top of a car and just crushed it down to the ground. All kinds of things, you know. So do you know why these kind of things happen? Because we do not do that. Is that right, Tom?
That's right.
Did God tell us in His Word, give thanks in all things?
Yes.
And so we go through the day, and do you know many, many people in the Metroplex have never in their life one time said, Lord, they wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I want to thank You and praise You that You're God today. They've never said that in their life. And some of those people are in church. And that's what's so bad. And when we do not praise and worship the King, and we don't thank Him, that's why we wind up like we're winding up right now. That's why we had a record snowfall. That's why the trees fell. That's why that, just like down here in several different apartments, they got these little... Of course, in Dallas, we never have much snow. So when they build these little covers or apartments for parking your car under, they got a little lightweight 4-inch square tube, you know, that's sticking up in the middle there. And then they got these big long ones that go way out 10 foot on each side. And then they got metal on top of that. And so, you know, up to a 40, 50, 60 mile an hour wind, those things are okay because they're laying down horizontal. So the wind, they'll handle quite a bit of wind, but they won't handle 3 or 4 inches of snow. When that 3 or 4 inches of wet snow got on them, they just fell over backwards and they fell right on tops of cars. You know, I saw a whole row of them, 2 or 3 different ones that had fell right on top of cars, and the cars were all crushed. And I bet you the people that had come out, I bet you none of them said, praise God, thank you, Lord, that my car is crushed. I bet they said something else about God, don't you think? I bet they had some derogatory things to say about Him, don't you, Tom? But, you know, if we would do what the Scripture says, we wouldn't have to have those kind of conditions. You know, it's so obvious that in the Word, God says, if you obey Me and do everything I say, I will bless you. I will bless you. And I like to be blessed, don't you? You like to be blessed too, son?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's not anything like being blessed, especially when it's blessed by God. Because when God blesses you, it's awesome what He does for us. And of course, we go back to that old covenant, which we taught yesterday. If you obey Me and do everything I say, I will take all sickness away from you. I love that, don't you? I love not being sick. You know, when I've been sick many times in my life. And when you get sick in your life, you don't like it, do you? And especially when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, I'm sorry, you got 3 months left to live. That's, and especially when you're 30 or 40 years old. And do you know that's happening to people today more and more and more? More young people are dying young. And then, of course, I think about that young man I look at this young man here. He's a young man, and he may be a preacher someday. Who knows what he may turn out to be? But as long as he loves God, God's got something for him. But I know a young man like him that when he got to be about 25 years old, the Lord come to him and spoke to him and told him one day, he said, "Son, I've called you to be one of my preachers. I want you to preach my word." And he said, "I heard that just as clear." And I just says, "No, God, I won't never preach your word. I'm not going to be a preacher." Well, now you don't tell God that, do you? Well, you can. But God didn't say nothing back. He wasn't the least bit excited that his son was going to disobey. But about a year later, this boy got to feeling real bad. And he went to a doctor. I'd done some tests on him. And when they came out, the doctor said, "I'm sorry, son, but you have about 3 weeks to live. With what you have, there is no cure. It's past the stage of anything being done. You have whatever you need to do. You need to get it done quick because you've got about 3 weeks left to live." Here he is, 26 years old, something like that. So when the doctor left, he started crying out to God, God, I'm a young man. I don't want to die. Lord, you said in your word, you're the healer." He said he heard another voice. "Oh," he said, "I told you to preach a year ago and you said no." He said, "So if you're not going to obey me, then I don't need you. So I'm going to cut your tree down." In other words, that means I'm going to kill you. That's what that means. God just saying it in a nice way. He said, "Lord, if I preach, can I live?" He said, "I didn't hear the Lord say nothing. I said, Lord, I repent." Now, what did God tell us to do the first thing to do? Repent. "Lord, I repent. I will promise you, you will heal me. I'll go to seminary. I'll preach your word. I'll be one of the best preachers you ever had." And he said, within an hour, the doctor come back in. He said, "I got the feeling so good. I told the doctor, I said, Doctor, I need you to check and see what happened to me." The doctor come back in and he said, "Well, I don't understand this. Your heartbeat, everything seems to be perfect. Your blood pressure is perfect. So you run another test." And he said, "We must have made a misdiagnosis." He said, "There's absolutely nothing wrong with you." He said, "Get up, put your clothes on, and go home." So he said, "I got up, put my clothes on, went home, went to seminary," and said, "Thurman, I've been preaching the word for 20 years. And he said, "I'm telling you, I ain't never going to quit preaching either." I said, "So God got your attention, did he?" He said, "Let me tell you, he got my attention." Now, isn't that amazing when you obey and do what he says? He said, "I will bless you." But you know, he told us right here, this is part of the obeying. "In everything, give thanks." And do you know, we don't do that often enough, do we? I mean, that's one of the commands under the new covenant, "In everything, give thanks." So we ought to wake up in the morning praising the King. "Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, I thank you for the beautiful snow we had." You know, I mean, it was beautiful. You know, I even thanked him when I had to get out there and plow all that off the road and everything the other day when it was so cold and the snow was, the stuff was full. I went to the mailbox first and on the tractor. I couldn't get the pickup out. It was sitting around back in a foot of snow and it wouldn't even untrack. I mean, just slide around. And I said, "Well, praise God, it still runs. Thank you, Lord, the pickup still runs." So I said, "Lord, I got a tractor around there in the barn. I can go get it and I can go to the mailbox." So I went out and got the tractor and fired it up. And I went up there and I plowed part of the snow out of the way as I went. And of course, the snow and the sleet and everything was coming from behind me. So it wasn't no major problem. I had a coat on, a pair of gloves, but I didn't have nothing on my head, nothing on my eyes or nothing like that. But it wasn't bothering me. But I got to the post office, to the mailbox, and got the mail and started to turn around, started to come back. And those little ice crystals were blowing right in my face. I could not close my eyes close enough together that them little spears of ice wasn't hitting me right on my eyeballs. I'm telling you, the time I got to the tank down there, I said, "Oh God," I said, "Lord, if I don't change direction, do something here, I'm going to have to stop the truck to get off and walk backwards to the house. I can't stand this. Or turn the tractor around, back it up or something." But I made it, but I got here. And finally I said, "Well, praise the Lord." And then of course, when it quit sleeting and everything, I thought, well, okay, I put a pair of sunglasses on, which I really didn't need then. But I went out there and I started cleaning the snow off the road and pulling it off because I knew yesterday, if anybody showed up for the healing school, I needed them to be able to get up here. I had no idea, but people were calling. They said, "Are you going to have it?" I said, "Yes." They said, "We're coming." I said, well, if there's only one or two of us here, we're going to have one. Well, there was 70 here. We had a house full of people. We had a lot of people, you know, but I mean, I got out there with a tractor and I cleaned all that snow and ice off of both ends there and drug it off and piled it up at both ends. But it was muddy. I mean, you know, but it was gravel under it, but it was wet. But still, we had 70 people show up for a healing school yesterday. We had a good healing school. People came from all over the place. It's amazing what people will endure to come somewhere where they can meet Jesus and get healed. Well, you can meet him here. He shows up here. Praise God. One of the reasons I hope this is one of the reasons he shows up, because we praise him here and we worship him in this place. We do thank him a lot. But he says, in everything, give thanks. So I was giving thanks, first of all, that the snow was there. And then I was giving thanks that I had the knowledge to be able to get out there. And I was thinking that I had the tractor with the gas in it that would run, that I could get out there and plow the snow off the road. I wasn't grumbling and complaining about nothing, because I know he says, I hate grumbling and complaining. Because you know what? If we grumbled and complained enough, we could have a record snowfall of 2 foot like they had in Washington. And then all the grumbling and complaining, people said, we're snowed in, we can't get our cars out, and they're all grumbling. And God says, okay, next week I'll send you 2 more foot. And that's what he did. Can you imagine Washington, D.C., that hardly ever has snow, that had 4 foot? Over 4 foot in places. I wish I could remember that, what that guy said the other day on a little cartoon. Somebody sent me an email and it said, I got good news and bad news about Washington. The bad news is Washington is paralyzed and they're shut down. And the good news is Washington is paralyzed and shut down. I thought, wow. And then somebody else said, well, it's costing us $100 million a day for the employees to all be off in Washington, D.C. And I thought, $100 million a day? And then another guy come back and said, because they're off and can't do what they normally do, we're saving $50 billion a day. And I thought, okay, so let's spend $100 million a day to save $50 billion a day. Isn't that amazing?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Servant's Heart, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.